Welcome to Fellowship Takeaways, a new podcast series offering bite-sized insights from seminars hosted by the Reuters Institute Program for Mid-Career Journalists in 2024. I'm Caitlin Mercer, Associate Director of the Fellowship Program, and in today's episode, we're looking at the critical role that journalists play when democracy itself is under strain. In January 2024, Sana Jaffrey, a research fellow at Australian National University, spoke to us about the state of Indonesian democracy and the challenges journalists face when reporting on elections in a country where democratic regression is a very real threat.
So democratic regression, as you rightly mentioned, Caitlin, is a global trend that we are seeing not just in developing democracies like Indonesia, but also in much, much more established democracies like the United States or even in India. And so these are concerns that are global. But in Indonesia, democratic regression might look very different to observers from other parts of the world. In Indonesia, elections are held routinely. They are mostly free and fair. Observers have noted this. They are free of violence, mostly, to a remarkable extent. The problem is there is very little opposition in parliament. So opposition and the government get along a little too well, to the extent that there's very little accountability.
Indonesia is a powerful reminder that in places where elections still occur, democracy isn't always healthy. Journalists must take on the responsibility of shining a light on power imbalances and underreported narratives. Just ahead of South Africa's May 2024 elections, Adrian Besson, editor-in-chief of News 24, South Africa's largest digital news outlet, reflected on the state of journalism in a nation where a change in majority rule ushered in a new age of coalition governments.
How do you report on coalition discussions and negotiations in a way that is unfortunately not that transparent? So we don't have a framework where parties must openly declare that they are in consultation or in negotiations for coalition forming. We don't have legislation that that requires coalition agreements to be published or to be publicly available. So we're going to have to be trailblazers in that regard, in covering that coalition forming using our network of sources, informants, and then obviously getting official updates from the political parties themselves. But it is certainly going to be interesting. And I think in terms of what you report or not, I always err on the side of transparency and complete openness. So unless there's a very good reason to hold back information, I can't see us doing that easily.
In Argentina, where President Javier Milei's government has taken an adversarial stance against the press, journalists face new challenges. Hugo Alcanada, editor of the investigation unit at La Nación, spoke to us in May 2024 about the threats posed to journalistic independence and how Argentina's media is organizing to counteract these pressures.
It has not only changed, but also exacerbated some tendencies that were there. We could say that, for instance, public officers are avoiding journalists to spread the news. They are intensively using social media to spread propaganda, just to avoid the analysis and the checks done by journalists. And I'd say that also it has increased and exacerbated some tendencies in the social media, bots, trolls attacking journalists and media outlets with half truths or complete lies. In the case of President Milei, he's going much farther than his predecessors when it comes to virtually harass journalists. Also, he's celebrating attacks done by, trolls in social media, liking or retweeting their attacks. And he's, of course, avoiding journalists and blocking journalists on his own Twitter.
Hugo spoke about outlets working together to get around information blockades.
Yeah, and they are going to insult us. Yeah, they're going to threaten us. Yeah, they're going to maybe try to get us into court. Let's do our job. It's not easy. It's sometimes not nice. sometimes your families suffer, and you keep going. But you have to do it in a smart way. If you know that you cannot get access to a public officer, but you know that that public officer will be willing to answer questions from a colleague from abroad, maybe you should be trying to contact that colleague to pass them their your questions for them to ask those questions. And actually, I do that a lot.
Sana, Adrian, and Hugo show us that journalism in times of democratic regression is about far more than reporting events. It's about protecting the very framework of freedom. It's a reminder that the fight for democracy happens not just in government halls, but also in the stories that are told. Three questions you may want to ponder as a journalist today. What steps can your newsroom take to build networks with international colleagues in order to access critical information that may be withheld by local officials? How do you decide when to hold back on publishing information that might fuel political instability, and when do you prioritize transparency? What narratives contribute to the erosion of democracy, and how are you challenging them in your reporting? Thanks for joining us on this episode of Fellowship Takeaways. We'll be back with more insights from some of the world's leading journalists. Until next time, keep asking tough questions, especially about yourself.